Across Australia, you're with The Wire. Well, as traditional media struggles everywhere, one area which has continued to thrive is the good old country newspaper. That may be set to change with news yesterday that over 160 rural papers have been handed over from Fairfax to an investment group. Former Fairfax media executive Anthony Catalano has finalised a $115 million deal in partnership with Thornley Investment Group, taking over from Nine Entertainment. The papers bundled in the sale include the likes of the Canberra Times, the Newcastle Herald, and numerous smaller mastheads across the country. The Wire's Annabelle McKinnon asked author, journalist and academic Margaret Simons about the shake-up in rural media.
I think it's encouraging that somebody like Anthony Catalano, who's got a history of building successful businesses behind him, obviously sees an opportunity in acquiring the Fairfax regional stable.
What is the current state of local newspapers?
The research that's available suggests that it's local journalism, rural and regional journalism, but also, if you like, state-based journalism, which has been most hollowed out by the collapsing business model.
Why has their decline under Fairfax been so dramatic in the past few years?
Well, the same reason that journalism everywhere is under pressure. The business model, which has traditionally relied on advertising, has collapsed with the advent of, well, first of all, the classified ads disappeared to online sites such as Speak and carsales.com and so on. And then secondly, now display advertising is also in decline because advertisers are turning to Facebook and the other social media engines, which they see as being more efficient and reaching a wider audience.
Do you think it's responsible to put regional mastheads into the hand of another corporate company, or should they be more localised?
Well, I think, you know, it would be lovely if they could all be owned by a local proprietor, but the reality is it's a mixed picture for those Fairfax mastheads. Some of them make tidy profits and would be solid local businesses. I'm thinking of things like the Burnie Advocate, for example, or the Newcastle Herald. Others would be extremely challenged but might be able to benefit from a national advertising platform so that the company can sell ads nationally.
How do you think they will be challenged?
Journalism will continue to be challenged by this declining business model, but myself, I think local news is the news that you can't get anywhere else. You know, we can all find out what Donald Trump said yesterday or even what he's thinking right now if you follow his Twitter feed. But finding out what the local council is doing or why the pothole in your road hasn't been fixed or what the problems are at the local school, that's news that nobody's providing. And I think it's a gap in the market. It would be nice to think that filling that gap could be part of building a sustainable business.
Do you think the changeover has the potential to diversify the content that local papers will have?
I would hope so. When Fairfax took over what used to be the rural press stable, which was basically the foundation of what we have now, I think one of the mistakes they made was to dumb down the papers, take their staff away, provide more content that was of less local relevance. So I would hope that Catalano focuses on good quality local journalism. The difficulty, of course, being that you have to have good quality local journalists to do it, and that's expensive.
So you think it will influence the type of reporting that will occur?
Yes, I haven't heard him speak yet about his journalistic vision. Clearly he thinks there's a buck in it, and that's reassuring, that's good. I mean, you don't employ journalists if you're not making some money. But I haven't yet heard him spell out a vision for the journalism, and I think that would be very interesting to hear.
Can you speculate the implications this will have for rural jobs?
It would only be speculation, but I think a lot of people now, including government, are looking at the need to support and foster local journalism. We've already had various systems of grants, very small amounts of money, it must be said, rolled out by the current government, and I think that's something which any future government might also look at and possibly increase. Also, of course, the ABC has in recent times tried to invest a bit more in local journalism, but that comes after decades of cuts.
Do you think this will have an impact on the next generations of journalists coming through? Do you think there's still opportunity to develop their skills rural, or do you think they now have to look elsewhere?
No, it's still the case that a great many of the graduates that I teach, for example, will get their first jobs in rural and regional Australia. It's always been the case, it's still the case, that that's a very common source of the first, even the second, the third job. And certainly I advise journalism graduates to be prepared to go anywhere for that first job.
Why do you think maintaining regional press is important?
Well, it's important for the same reasons that journalism is important everywhere. If you don't have information about the community in which you live, you are disempowered. And that operates at all sorts of levels. Your ability to attend local events, to network with your local community, ultimately your ability to cast a sensible vote or to make your voice heard on local issues.
Author, journalist and academic Margaret Simons talking to The Wire's Annabelle McKinnon.